morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning. Once again, bringing to you the Word of God and invite you to church today. Trust you're making plans to be in the house of the Lord this morning, where God's people are meeting together and enjoy the blessings that God has given there in the house of God. We invite you to come. Be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church. We're members here. And you come, Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor who preached you the Word of God, and you'll be in the services today. Our Sunday school begins at 10, and everybody ought to be in Sunday school. That's a good thing, a good way to learn is through the Word of God, the study of it, and the teachers that labor and help and pray and to teach the lesson. And you be in your place in Sunday school this morning, and then, of course, at 10:50, will be our worship service, 10:45, and then it's at 5 o'clock on Sunday evening, and then at 7 on Wednesday, we have prayer meeting, midweek prayer service there at the church, and we invite you to come be with us throughout the day, throughout the week, and we'd love to see you in the house of God. I want to remember those in prayer that needs help this morning, and God knows the need of each heart that's listening. Those of you that are going through sufferings and surgeries, recoveries, different things going on in the lives of God's people, I want to remember you in prayer this morning. Those that are bereaved or lost loved ones, we want to pray for you this morning that God would comfort you as you look to Him for strength and for grace in this time of need. It's a joy to represent the Savior this morning. I'm glad there is a reality of salvation today. We have somebody to turn to. We've got somebody to rest our head upon His shoulder. He'll take care of us. He'll comfort us. And He's got wisdom to lead us and the power of God to sustain us. And I thank the Lord for that this morning. Good to be saved this morning. Jesus Christ is my Savior, my Lord, and my soon coming King. And I'm looking forward to the day that we shall see Him as He is, and we'll know exactly who He is when He calls. Amen. Good to be here, and appreciate again your presence today and listening to the broadcast. I want to pray. Father, as we bow again in your divine presence this morning, we're so grateful to you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Savior of this world that bled and suffered and died and was resurrected for our sins. I thank you for that. And Lord, justified us by His resurrection. And I want to thank you for your presence, your power, your prominence in our lives today. And I pray, God, that you would just bless every need and Radio Lamb this morning. You know every heart that's listening, everyone that's heavy, those that are laboring under heavy burdens. I pray that you would extend your helping hand of comfort to them this morning. I pray for those, Lord, that are sick and suffering, that you'd just touch them according to your perfect will, get glory out of their lives, give them strength and grace for the hour. And then, Lord, for that sinner that may be listening this morning, that's lost, dear God, I pray you'd bring conviction upon the hearts of those, Lord, that are lost without you. They'll see their need of a Savior and be saved before it's too late. Have your way. Bless the services. Bless where the man of God's preaching throughout the day, that the power of God will be manifested, sinners will be saved. Revive your people and strengthen the saints of God. Everything you do for us, we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you this morning as we listen to the singing today. Amen. All right.
I hear the rolling thunder, thy Savior God, to thee.
Greater than our God. I thank God for that. He's a great God. Now, there's a lot of gods of the universe, little gods, little g's, but there's one eternal God, and He's my Lord this morning. I'm glad, thank God, that He's real today. And so He's a great God this morning as we go a lot along with the message today. And you listen now. We'll have another song before we get into the Word.
one. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above,
let me tell you,
where could I go but to the Lord?
Else to go to, nowhere else to go but to the Lord. I thank God for that. This morning, Romans chapter 1 today, Romans chapter 1, we've been trying to preach a few Sundays out of the first chapter of Romans on the gospel of Christ, the gospel of Christ. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greeks. And he's not ashamed of that. Paul was saved by the grace of God. The gospel of Christ is what changed his life. That's what changed his direction. That's what changed his discernment. And he determined that by the grace of God, he was going to preach Jesus to everybody he come in contact with, because that's what changed his life. And we've been trying to talk to you about that. I preach a little bit on that today. The personal involvement, of course, is there. Paul said, I'm not ashamed. We're personally involved if we're saved by the grace of God. Somebody waiting on some kind of moving to get them to do anything for the Lord. If you're saved by God's grace, you've got a duty, an obligation to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. And he said, I am not ashamed. He is personally involved in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not, can't do it yourself, you ought to be a member of a good Bible preaching church that support the Word of God, support the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's sending out missionaries around the world and sending out a pastor in the community to win souls to Jesus. And so Paul said, I'm not ashamed of that. His personal involvement was, of course, very real in his life. I'm not ashamed. I had full confidence in the truth of the gospel, full confidence of that. We mentioned that, I think, on last week, and had full confidence in the effectiveness of it. It worked with him. I'm telling you, that changed his life when he got saved by the grace of God. He was unrecognizable among the elements of that world today that knew Saul of Tarsus. And when they saw him the next time after the road to Damascus, brother, they couldn't recognize this man. He was preaching Jesus. He wasn't arresting people, putting them in jail, and having them stoned to death. He was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and subjecting himself to persecutions and threats of his life and people trying to kill him. And why? Because he got saved by the grace of God. You'll never convince me that Paul didn't have a personal change in his life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You're living like you used to live. You're doing what you used to do. You're thinking like you used to think. If you're involved in sin like you used to be and you claim to be saved, something's wrong with you. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So he was got full confidence in the effectiveness of the Word of God. He had full confidence in the fruits of the gospel. He's seen many folks saved by the grace of God, down by the seashore, over to jailhouse, over to fountain and the river. I mean, wherever he went, he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. So not ashamed of that. Full confidence in that. He had full confidence in the power of the gospel. That's what I want to talk to you about today. He said in these verses here in Romans chapter 1, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation." It is the power of God unto salvation. Now, brother, that's profound in what it's saying there today. You may think that's a simple verse. You may think that's very common. But I'm telling you, brother, it's one of the most powerful verses in the Word of God. I'm not ashamed of the power of it, the power of the gospel. Brother, listen, he had full confidence in the power of the gospel. He knew what it would do. He knew who it could change. He knew who it had changed. And he saw the evidence of it in his own life. And until you see and experience the evidence of a change in your life, you're not going to help anybody else get out of their sinning business. A lot of programs in the world today, a lot of good things going on to try to change people's lives, but brother, they're dealing with the effects of it. But I'm telling you, brother, when you get on the inside, the heart is the desperately wicked place where the sin's abounding today. And brother, until you change the heart, you're not going to change the person. Amen. Paul had full confidence in the power of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. Boy, that speaks profoundly of this morning. The power of God. Boy, there's something going on in that word today. The power of an almighty God. You think about that. He made the universe. He spoke the world into existence. He hung the moon and the stars and spoke them into existence. And he made the earth as it is. And brother, he done all of that. He's got power to do that. And brother, listen, he's that same God that did all of that. He's got power in the gospel. His power is manifested. And the most powerful thing anybody could do today is to preach the gospel of Christ under the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God. And brother, reach out to some sinner. And that's the only way you're going to get changed, is by the gospel. And Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of it. I'm going to preach the gospel to everybody that I see." And he did. And thank God for that this morning. Thank God he did. And so listen, he had full confidence in the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He could stand before any congregation and brother preach Jesus Christ and him crucified and buried and risen again, and have full confidence that the gospel was going to change some lives that was listening to him, those that came forward, those that surrendered their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, brother. They experienced that change because Paul had full confidence in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It did work. Amen. Full confidence in the power of it. Thank God. The only thing that can do your messed up life and get it changed for the good is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're trying to change everything the wrong way. Brother, I'm telling you, it takes the gospel. And the only way this world of sin today, I'm just reveling in their sinfulness. The only thing that's going to change America, brother, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, my friend, every program, every law that's passed, they can't change the hearts of individuals. Nothing man can do today can change the heart of an individual. Hey, Jesus Christ has already done it. And brother, he already has perfected salvation to every sinner in this world. And that's the reason Paul said in the preceding verses of this chapter this morning, he said, I'm a damn debtor both to the Greeks, to the barbarians, to the wise, to the unwise. Listen, he was in debt to every sinner I bet he came in contact with. And that's what we brought about on the first message on this. Brother, we're indebted this morning. You believe in paying your debts? We'll pay your debt. Amen. You owe the sinners the testimony of Jesus Christ and him crucified and him resurrected again and soon coming back again to get those that belong to him. And so Paul had full confidence in the power of the gospel. He knew it would work. He could unashamedly stand before the kings and tell the king, you can only get your life straight by Jesus Christ. And brother, he preached to them. He preached to them. He preached to the fisherman. He preached to the lawyer. He preached to the doctor. And brother, he preached to everybody that he came in contact with. And that's how their lives got changed. And that group of men that was following him as his disciples, brother, what changed their life? What made them give up what they were doing? What made them leave the profession that they was in? What made those fishermen hang up their nets and walk away from their boats? Brother, it was the gospel of Jesus Christ. And their heart got changed by the grace of God. And he said, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. You're going to catch men from now on. Amen, brother. And the gospel has been catching men ever since that day. Every time the word of God is preached, the power of God. And brother, the gospel goes out and the seed is planted in some sinner's heart, and brother, comes to fruition, and they get saved by the grace of God. So Paul had full confidence in the power of it. Amen. The power of the gospel. And listen, not only he had full confidence in the span of the gospel to everyone. Amen. Thank God, to everyone that believeth. That's what it is, to everyone. Brother, I've got full confidence, my friend, in the span of the gospel. It reaches out around the world. It doesn't matter what nation that it goes into. It doesn't matter what country it goes into. It doesn't matter what city it goes into. It doesn't matter what town it goes into, what county, and whatever it goes in, every home that it goes into, brother. The effectiveness is real. It changes hearts. And everywhere, whatever language you're speaking today, when the gospel is presented to you in the power of the Holy Ghost, and there's something to get your life changed with, it still works today. Thank God for that. And so in the span of the gospel, to him, everyone that believeth, to the Jew first. That was Paul's first concern, was his Jewish brethren. Those that he was raised up with, those that he'd run around with, and those that every day contact with. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Brother, he was a Jew from the heart, from the head to the foot. He was a Jew. And thank God one day he got changed by the grace of God, got saved by God's amazing grace, and he had full confidence that everybody could hear and everybody could get saved. And no matter where they came from, where they were going, who they were, what gender they were, thank God what color they were, he preached the gospel to them. And brother, it changed hearts and lives. And that's the only thing that's going to change America today. If the gospel, get back to the gospel, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that are lost. Brother, I have no confidence in a religion that don't change lives. But when a life is changed by the power of God and takes a sin out of the life of that individual, a love for that sin, brother, that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And brother, God's still saving and those sinners today. Praise God. Amen. So he had full confidence in the span of it. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. He had full confidence in the product of it, for we are his workmanship. Ephesians chapter 2 tells us those great verses there about the Word of God and how it is to be saved. For by grace through faith you saved, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, with God before ordained that we should walk in them. And brother, listen, I got full confidence, and brother, in the product of the gospel. Praise God. And the work, for we are his workmanship. He's done all the work. He done the changing. He done the forgiving. He done the cleansing. He done everything that we stood in need of as an old hell-bound, dirty, rotten, low-down sinner to stand before Jesus Christ. And he takes and washes us white as snow, saves us by his grace, gives us a home in heaven, a new name written there, praise God. And one day we're going to see who he is and where he is, and we're going to be where he's at, and there we shall remain with him forever and forever. Wherever he goes, we're going, praise God. Whatever he's going to do, we're going to do with him. And thank God, who knows what heaven holds for the saints of God. Amen. And so listen to me, my friend, the gospel is the only thing that will work for you if you're not saved by God's grace. Get born again. And you say, well, I'm a member of a church. I didn't ask you that. Have you been born again? Have you been washed in the blood? Have your life been changed? Has God changed your heart? And brother, gave you a new heart and a new life? And you know there's a change took place in your heart that made you want to live right and do right and just stay away from sin. And brother, that's what the gospel is all about. And until we get back to the gospel, America's going to go headlong into hell and without God. And every nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell. That's what the Bible said. And the gospel is not, the world is being entertained today in the church world. And they're trying to be entertained, and they're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank God. Listen, it's real today. You ought to get saved by God's grace. Until we do get back to those days and preaching the Word of God, America's gone, praise God, she's gone. And listen today, it's by the marvelous grace of an almighty God that we're going to heaven today. God bless you is our prayer. Until next time.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, and to know that saith the Lord.